These are the following species with which a person can fulfill his obligation on Pesach, meaning you can make matzah from any of these species, and you will fulfill your obligation of eating matzah on first night Pesach. And conversely, if you make chometz out of any of these, that's proper chometz, right? That's proper chometz. And what are they? Bechitim, besorim, bekusmin, uveshifun, uveshibolet, shu'al. They are wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Five species of grain. For yotzin b'demai, and also a person, if they use demai for their matzah, right, after the fact, so demai, we shouldn't, demai was, again, just to revise, so it's bought from an am ha'aretz, a person who's unlearned, and we don't know if they tithed it or not, so you shouldn't use that for your matzah, but the Mishnah is teaching us that if you do, then b'dieved, after the fact, you fulfilled your obligation. B'masa rishon shenitla trumasa, and also with masa rishon, whose truma has been set aside, so again, bit of revision, but your tithes are your truma gedola, your main truma that goes to your kohen, and then after that, your first tithe goes to the Levi, and he had to give a portion to the kohen, and then your second tithe was either taken up to eat in Jerusalem, or it was given to the poor. In the third and the sixth year it went to the poor. In the other years it went to it went to be taken up to eat in Jerusalem. So this is talking about produce before it became liable for giving the kohen his first truma. The Levi came and he took it. He took his share, which he's allowed to do. He's allowed to do that, and therefore he still got to give from his share the kohen's part. But before the main, the truma gedola, he took it before it became liable for truma gedola, and therefore that is, if that happened, that would be okay. If this Levi then made that produce into matzah, into flour, and then he made it into matzah, that would be all right. He would be able to do that. Well, masa sheni vehektish shenifta, and also with masa sheni, the second tar that had to go up to be eaten in Jerusalem, or with property that had been consecrated to the temple. That would be okay if they were redeemed. Now remember, if you couldn't get your produce up to Jerusalem to eat it, you could redeem it onto money, and you had to add a fifth. So to produce that had been given to the temple, if you wanted it unconsecrated, you can transfer its sanctity onto money and add a fifth. What the mission is teaching us now is that if you transfer the sanctity onto money and you don't add the fifth, that still, after the fact, will be valid if you make matzah out of that produce. The kohen can make his matzahs from challah, the portion of produce that was given to him, and truma, and also the tithes that are given to him. If he makes matzah out of that, that is good. Avalor b'tevel, so now we're going to list things which you can't make matzah from. Tevel means untithed produce. If the tithes haven't been taken at all, then you make matzah from it, you haven't fulfilled your obligation of matzah. Velobo maserishon shenitla trumaso, also a maserishon, the first tar that goes to the Levi, whose truma has not been set aside. He hasn't given the kohen his tithe. Velobo maserishoni vehekta shelo nifta, and also maserishoni, second tithe that had to go to Jerusalem, or consecrated property of the temple, it hasn't been redeemed. You can't make your matzahs out of that. And then, change of topic, chalos, toida, or rekika, and nazir. There were certain of the offerings that were brought with loaves. Right? The offering, the animal, was brought with loaves. And certain of those loaves were actually matzahs. So loaves of the toida offering, some of the loaves that came with the toida offering, and when a nazir completed his nazirus, right? Nazir took a vow of nazirus, which we'll get to, and he can't drink wine, cut his hair, etc., all of those things which we'll get to. The end of that period, he had to bring an offering, and part of the offering was also matzahs. So what happens if a person bakes these kind of matzahs to be used with a toda or for a nazir, and then changes his mind? Can he now use those matzahs on the first night of Pesach to fulfill his obligation on the first night of Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Asan el'atzmo, if he made them for himself, he was going to use them for a toida offering, or he was a nazir and was going to use them for his own offering, then ein yotzin b'em, he can't use them for matzah on Pesach. Why? Because then matzah needs intent. Very good. The matzah has to be made with intention. This is one of the issues with Shmura matzah, that it has to be made with the intention to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on first night Pesach. So this matzah, we say, hasn't been made with that intention and therefore can't be used for the first night of Pesach. Asan limkor b'shuk, but if he made them to sell in the marketplace, then yoytzim b'em, then he can use them for first night, because we assume that he had in mind that if he can't sell them in the shuk, he'll use them for first night Pesach.